It all began when he saw his banana farm flop. Cameroon-born entrepreneur Adamo Nchanje Couture turned in his plow for a keyboard and built an app that's helping African farmers save their crops. When Cameroon-born entrepreneur Adamo Nchanje Couture bought a farm, a banana farm at that, in the rich soil of his homeland, he thought he had it made. It was 2015. The government of Cameroon was encouraging young people to take up the plough in the cause of jobs and food. I decided to start a farm because it was very trendy, at least in Cameroon, because the government encouraged young people to start farming projects, he says. So I decided to start the farming project and I decided to plant bananas. I taught myself by reading articles on different steps and how to manage a banana farm on Google. However, Google said nothing about a disease that could wipe out your crop. I used to think that farming was easy, he says, but I changed my mind after a bad experience that I had. I lost all my crops due to disease. What's more, I could not afford to pay for an agricultural advisor. It was very expensive. It would cost me about $100 just for the cultural advisor to come to my farm one time, and I could not afford that money at that time. I had to struggle by myself to fix the problem. Unfortunately, I was not able to succeed, and I lost all my investment, he says, looking back. I turned that path off my entrepreneurship journey. I decided I'm not a good farmer, and farming is something you need to learn before trying to jump in the field. Couture turned in his plough for a keyboard. 3 years later, inspiration. While completing an MBA in Berlin, he was asked to use artificial intelligence, AI, to solve a problem, and his mind went back to his days struggling to keep his farm alive. I knew AI before, but it's during that consulting period that I realized AI could be applied in different fields. So I said, what if I can make an AI that can take the place of an agriculture advisor? For most of these small-scale farmers, your farm is your only source of income, he said. They rely on the revenue of the income at the end of the season to provide for your family and to plant the next season. So even a slight loss of income, and it results in a series of catastrophe consequences, he says. Couture's story is far from rare. Around the world, plant diseases cost economies around $220 billion, and insects cost it around $70 billion each year. Climate change could make it worse. A journal in Science estimates yields lost to insects will increase by 10 to 25% per degree Celsius of warming. Rising temperatures mean more and hungrier insects. As Couture found out to his cost, yield loss in Africa is devastating. African farmers lose an estimated 49% crop yield a year, the highest in the world, according to the Center for Agriculture and Biosciences International. Small-scale farmers find themselves trapped in this cycle of low yields. In Africa, 80% of farmers are small-scale, producing 80% of the continent's food. Many are self-taught and have no hope of training. Many diseases come from the fact that the farmer decided to plant the wrong crop in the land. That means he didn't take into consideration the previous crop history of that plant. There was a market for that at least. Those 80% of small-scale farmers were self-taught and will have the same problem that I faced when I started my farm. Couture set about building an app which uses AI to help African farmers tackle pests and plant diseases. He called it Agrit's Tech, and it turned out to be the unexpected entrepreneurial harvest he never thought he would make. Since commercially launching Agrit's Tech, he has helped more than 1,000 farmers all over Cameroon to tackle the devastation he faced in the field. We knew that it was a good concept when we published the app on the Play Store and it started receiving a lot of downloads. We were tackling a very huge problem, a problem that was identified by even the government of Cameroon, he says. This app focused on helping farmers detect disease in your farm and also provide them advice on how to mitigate those diseases and minimize damages in your farm. Once a farmer downloads the app, they can take a picture of any suspected crop disease. The AI then analyzes the crop, identifies the disease, and advises on the best course of action, all for free. The app can be operated offline, even in the most remote areas where internet connectivity is also a challenge, and in multiple languages. This was also another problem that we noticed from farmers. Many have low levels of literacy, so it was better to communicate with them in your local African languages, he said. AgriTech also paid for a project management service that helps 72 farmers through risk assessment. For example, if a farmer is planting tomatoes, we'll tell them when he will register for the paying service, and they will tell us the date that we plan to start this project and he plans to plant the seeds. And when you plant the seeds, after 1 week, you will receive a notification of the key activities that he asked about kicking his farm after 2 weeks. Another activity, and so on and so on and so on, just to make sure that he will not encounter a crop disease. And of course, we advise him to scan his farm with our app, so if he detects any anomaly, he can handle it very early and he will minimize damages. For Couture, entrepreneurship has always been part of his nature. When he was a child, he would sell tickets his father gave him for football matches and use the money to sell sweets at the same games. I used to keep my money, and when the football game came on, all the kids who wanted to sell the sweets came to me to borrow money from me. They bought the sweets to sell at the game, and after that they would come and give me my money back with some interest. One day my father realized that it was me who was funding all the kids who were selling the sweets around the football stadium during the games. It was then he realized I would become a businessman. I was something like 10 or 11 years old at the time, and I thought that I would become a pilot. The entrepreneurial spirit thrived through two other startups before AgriTech. I started my first startup in 2010. It was a gas cylinder delivery company in Yaoundé. My second startup was a website creation tool, just like Wix. It didn't work out well, but I learned a lot during that experience, he says. I'm an engineer by training, a computer science engineer by training. I also have a business degree, an MBA from the European School of Management and Technology in Berlin. But I prefer to define myself simply as an entrepreneur because I love entrepreneurship. Couture has plenty of advice for Africa's army of entrepreneurs. If you're passionate about creating solutions and helping people, if you're passionate about having a positive impact on people's lives, then you can go into entrepreneurship because by succeeding, you will have big rewards. The reward will be more than money. If you want an easy way in business, go to school, get your degree and find a job and you'll have a salary. But if you go into entrepreneurship, it is because you need something more. You need something more than money. You need that feeling of fulfillment that you are helping your borders, you're helping your communities, you're developing and selling something to help humanity. The sweet fruit and wisdom of a career harvesting success from failure.